Well, hello there. It's Siobhan from Relatable. Here we are at week 4. We're at the halfway mark to our program. I really hope that you're finding value and that you've gained some very important insights from the first 3 weeks. It wasn't easy, I know that, but you are still pressing forward and moving toward a better relationship and a better you. Please don't forget your why, and that's the goal you're working toward, the vision you have for what's possible, and know that you are getting closer and closer. Our first 3 weeks were spent answering 3 very important questions as we consider our relationships. You were asked, what's your story? Where we explored the thoughts you've been filling your head with about your relationship. You were also asked, who were you in your relationship? And there we looked at how you've been operating and showing up with your partner. In week 3, we asked you about your manual and all the expectations of how he should think, speak, act, and feel towards you. It's some pretty heavy stuff, I know. It was a process of deep reflection, and I hope that you discovered some really important things about yourself. Remember, all of this is about your growth and development, and you are exactly where you're supposed to be to develop and transform to the very best version of yourself. This week, week 4, we move more into action and skill building. Here we'll be focusing in on how to take responsibility for our actions and for the results and the outcomes we're seeing in our relationships. So, to start, listen to these statements. It just makes me so mad when he does that. It's his fault we have this problem. If he would only do X, then everything would be fine. He should have just known what to do. All I did was X, and then he blew up and did Y. I'm doing X, but he's still not doing Y. Have you ever thought or said some version of those statements? I know that I have. It's so easy to point out what my husband is doing wrong, how if he would only make this change, then I wouldn't get so upset. These statements also help me to prove that I'm right and that he's wrong. The solution isn't something he needs to do or needs to stop doing. And you can probably see quickly that these statements are examples of blame. They all point the finger away from ourselves and towards the other person. And if we're really honest, it feels good and it feels comfortable to stay right there, to focus over and over on what they need to do to change. That way, we get to make the smaller adjustments while they need a complete overhaul. Here's some more statements for you. Think about which ones you can relate to here. Nothing I do is going to make a difference. I don't know how to make things better. I'm too set in my ways or too old to make a change. It's not even worth the effort. I'm just not ready to do that yet. I'm not the type of person who does X. I'm tired of always being the one to. So statements like these prove to us why we should not take action, why we can't do something that needs to be done, and why it's better to just be like we've always been. These are excuses where we release ourselves from needing to do something. We find all the reasons, quote unquote, why taking a step is not possible or not worth our time. They serve as a crutch for us to keep limping along, not operating at our maximum capacity, and keep us from pushing through the uncertainty and fear to do just what needs to be done. So this module is not about someone else, or about finding excuses for not taking action. This module is hopefully going to show you and inspire you how to take responsibility. And so when I say take responsibility, what exactly do I mean? Responsibility means being accountable for what we think, what we say, and what we do. Responsibility. you have the ability to respond in a mature and a productive way to anything that comes your way. It's owning our part for what's happening in our life and in our relationship. Taking responsibility involves working on our own character and skill development rather than blaming others for situations and circumstances. It means that you are the key to solving your problems. Not him, not me, not even this program. You have to do the work. You have to find a new way of seeing things. You have to take action and put the information and skills to use consistently. So if taking responsibility means being accountable and understanding that we are in charge of what we think, say, and do, you may be asking, how do you really do that? What does it look like to take responsibility? And so the first step is to, one, focus in on the things that are within your control. We've heard this in some way, shape, or form, and now it's time to really believe it's true. You cannot control how someone thinks, how they feel, what they say, how they respond, what they do, and what they don't do. So when it comes to our relationships, we have to focus on what's in our hands, what's in our minds, and what's in our own hearts. We can't control what is happening for him in any aspect of his life. At work, you know, we can't control how he chooses to spend his time at home. We can't control the way he responds to our requests. We can't control how he feels about us or how he treats us in a given moment. So as you think about and are faced with your triggers or the things that cause you upset, the first thing you should do is to identify what is within your immediate control. And usually that includes your thoughts, your words, and your actions. Number two, in terms of what taking responsibility looks like, is that once you've narrowed in on the things that are within your control, you have to look inward and ask yourself, how did I or how am I contributing to this problem? What part am I playing in this? What am I doing or not doing? What is the story I'm creating that leads me to think, say, or do X? What could I do differently to influence this situation? So again, look inward and ask yourself, what role are you playing? The third thing, you know, most times if we're really honest with ourselves, we can easily see what we could be or should be doing to make progress on an issue in our relationship. But for some reason, we don't do it, or we keep doing that which we know is not helpful to achieving the outcome we want. Old habits die hard, I know. So the third step in taking responsibility is to understand the choices you make and why. It starts with a simple admission, you know, I made the choice to do X or I decided not to do Y. Just make the observation and don't judge yourself about it. But be curious as to why. It's like saying to yourself, you know, I noticed that when this happened, I did fill in the blank. And then ask yourself, why was that? What was going on with me? Was it that I let my emotions get the best of me? Was there some resistance to doing things a different way? You know, am I holding on to some resentment that prevents me from moving in the right direction? Do I need help in learning the skills to do what needs to be done? Have I put myself in a box and am unwilling to consider that I could be a totally different way? Only you have the answers to these questions. The fourth step in how to take responsibility is to identify the lessons you have learned. It can be as simple as making another observation about what's happening. For example, when I blame him for doing fill in the blank, this happens. Or I see that when this happens, I always respond in this way. When I try to approach him in this way, the result is X, but then when I try it this other way, the result is Y. I know that he need this in order to do that, or I know when I can do X, then it's easier to do Y. Again, you can only fill in the blanks with your very specific example. But in totality, what I'm saying here is that it's taking stock of the lessons you've learned so far in this program. The last step in taking responsibility is to make the decision and commit now to doing better in the future. We sort of covered this specifically in week 2, where we were looking at our triggers. So if you can decide now, sort of when things are more calm and you're thinking rationally, if you can decide now how you'll respond when things do get more heated or when you're emotionally charged, you will be doing yourself a huge favor. When I can see something coming ahead of time, it gives me the opportunity to remain in control of myself, in control of my thoughts, my words, and my actions. And so at this point, you know, you have been in relationship with your partner for quite a long time, and his behavior should probably be pretty predictable to you. So decide now and make a commitment to yourself to respond in a more helpful way. And then hopefully part of your decision will include a decision not to blame him and not to make excuses. So to recap, taking responsibility includes 1, focusing on the things that are within your control. 2, looking inward and asking yourself how you are contributing to the situation. 3, understanding the choices you make and why. 4, look at the lessons you have learned. And 5, make the decision and commitment to do better in the future. So I've just now covered what it looks like to take responsibility, and I also really want to be clear about what it is not. So first, taking responsibility is not about self-blame and beating yourself up for what you do or what you don't do. Self-blame can easily lead you to become a victim of yourself. You get down in the dumps, believe that you're a bad or a horrible person, and that you can't do anything right, which then immobilizes you and keeps you down and not taking action. Remember, this is all about empowering you with abilities to respond in a mature and productive way to anything that you're faced with. Taking responsibility is also not about regret. You cannot change the past. What's done is done, and staying stuck on what you could have done, should have done, or would have done helps no one. If you find yourself spending a lot of time saying, I could have, or I should have, or I would have, you're really missing an opportunity to do what you can right now, and now is the only moment that you have. So just shift it slightly and ask yourself, what could I do right now to take a step in the right direction? What should I do this very minute to make things better? What could I do right away if I knew it would work? And then taking responsibility is not about being responsible for someone else. It's not doing everything yourself or micromanaging something your partner is doing. Taking responsibility is about personal responsibility without stepping into someone else's space. It's staying in your lane, coloring within your own lines, keeping to your personal space, not his. You let go of the manual you have for him and create a manual for yourself. It's asking yourself, who do you want to be? And then making sure your thoughts, actions, and behaviors line up with that. So I really want this to all soak in for a minute, and I know that it's a lot to grasp and think about. So at this point, I'll just ask you, What are your reactions? You know, what do you totally agree with? What do you really want to work on? Take some time to think about it now. And I'm actually going to pause and give you a quiet moment. But before, I just recap what you're thinking about. So again, you're thinking about your reactions to what I've just said about taking responsibility. What do you agree with? And what do you really want to work on? So I hope you've got some good stuff, because now we're going to get to work. So if you can, access the downloadable worksheet, because it will be really helpful for you to write some of this down. If you can't do it right at this moment, try to get to it sometime today. It'll only take about 5 or 10 minutes. So here's your step-by-step guidance. Step number one is to identify an issue you are having in your relationship right now. Name it and write it down on your worksheet. I'll say it again. Identify an issue you are having in your relationship right now. Name it and write it down on your worksheet. Step number two is, what are your thoughts about this issue? What's the general story you tell yourself? And I'll repeat that again. What are your thoughts about this issue? What's the general story you tell yourself? Step number three is answering the question, what have you been telling yourself about your partner in this situation? For example, what is he doing wrong? What have you been telling yourself about your partner in this situation? For example, what is it that he's doing wrong? Step four is responding to the question, what have you been doing or have failed to do that could possibly contribute to the issue? Why have you operated that way? Again, no judgment, just curiosity. What have you been doing or failed to do that could possibly contribute to the issue? Why have you operated that way? Step five is responding to a question that I really like. So it's, what's something you know you should try but have not really done to better address this issue? Why have you not done it? What do you need to be able to do what you know you should do? And I'll say that one again. What's something you know you should try but have not really done to better address this issue? Why have you not done it? What do you need to be able to do what you know you should do? And then step six, which is the last, is what actions are you willing and prepared to take right away to move one step forward to making this issue just a little bit better? What actions are you willing and prepared to take right away to move one step forward to make this issue just a little bit better? And so, ladies, that is how to take responsibility. If only it were that simple, right? I know, it's not easy, and it definitely takes practice, practice, and more practice. So here are some additional words to drive the point home. I'll share an inspirational quote. The victim mindset dilutes the human potential. By not accepting personal responsibility for our circumstances, we greatly reduce our power to change them. And that's from Dr. Steve Maraboli. The Bible verse, for we are each responsible for our own conduct. And that's from Galatians chapter 6, verse 5, from the New Living Translation. And now for your empowering question to really keep your mind thinking. And that is, if you are the key to solving your problems, what will it take this week for you to unlock an issue you are having? And I'll read that one again. If you are the key to solving your problems, what will it take this week for you to unlock an issue you are having? And so I will leave you also with two action steps that you can take this week to make responsibility a habit. Step one, action step one, identify something you've been telling yourself that you cannot do or don't want to do in your relationship. This should be something that would be productive and helpful in to create a better relationship, not something that would compromise your values. So examples include show love when you're upset, forgive a past wrong, or do something nice for your partner. And the action is to take one small step towards doing the thing you identify. So again, you're identifying something you've been telling yourself that you cannot do or don't want to do in your relationship. And then you're going to take one small step toward doing the thing that you identified. And then action step two, I hope, is really easy for you. And that is simply to bring any questions, comments, concerns, or feedback about what we've been doing to our upcoming group coaching call. Again, bring your questions, your comments, any concerns or feedback about what we've been doing to our upcoming group coaching call. And then lastly, I'll leave you with an optional activity with your partner. Admit to your partner something you usually blame him for doing or not doing. Share with him a commitment to take responsibility for your part. List specifically what you will start doing or stop doing differently. Note, this can be shared in the conversation or via email or text if that's a more comfortable way for you to communicate right now. So again, optional activity with your partner is to admit something that you usually blame him for doing or not doing, and then sharing a commitment to take responsibility for your part. You're going to list specifically what it is you will start doing or stop doing differently. So that's it, how to take responsibility. Again, you have the worksheet with those six questions to respond to, and then the email will contain the inspirational quotes, the Bible verse, your empowering question, as well as your action steps. I hope that this is helpful. I look forward to speaking with you very soon in our group coaching call, and I encourage you to do this work. I know time is at a premium these days, but if you can just squeeze in a few minutes, you'll really find it worth your time. Thank you so much for continuing to be a part of the Getting to Happily program. It is always my honor to lead you in these activities and exercises. And I'll talk with you soon. Have a wonderful week.